This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hi, welcome to Business Influencers. My name is Chris Salem. We hope you found us here at Tell Radio. And again, you could also check us out on Spotify and Apple, and also our YouTube channel at TAL Radio. And again, we are thankful that you are here for the first time. And again, we want to welcome those new listeners here to Tell Radio. Business Influencers is all about helping to raise your level of influence and impact to help elevate not only your brand, but create more impact to help move your clients' business to the next level. Here, you're going to get a lot of insight from subject matter experts sharing their words of wisdom and insights to help you create that impact in your industry and business going forward and to create a legacy from it. Today's show is being brought to you today by Alumni Direct. Alumni Direct is a new social media community platform dedicated to bringing alumni together from all different generational types, an opportunity to either meet new people for the first time or rekindle those old relationships back from your school days that could be also with your fraternity, sorority, and so on. Now, this is a membership program, meaning it takes all the noise out of social media, allowing you to come in a genuine and authentic way to forge those relationships that matter most to you. Again, no more of those noisy notifications, allowing you to come in on your time. It also offers a wide array of different services not available to the general public in terms of things that can help move you and your business to the next level. If you'd like more information about Alumni Direct, check them out at alumnidirect.com. That's alumnidirect.com. Well, we got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about architecting the entrepreneurial journey. Now, I know we've had a lot of entrepreneurs here that listen to this show each and every week. And you're going to be hearing from an actual architect. Yes, an architect by career, and how he designed his life and process journey from Chile to Miami to become a businessman and a real estate developer. And he's going to discuss with you the process and his journey, how he went going about it, and what you can do now to architect your journey to success the entrepreneurial way. Now, a little bit about him. His name is Matias Durak. Matias started his journey in his hometown in Chile. He always knew he wanted to be an architect. And in the process, he learned also that he wanted and desired to be an entrepreneur. During architectural school, he started a smaller business endeavor unrelated to architecture, but within the creative world, which was only to be reaffirmed for his desire to become an architect. Now, after architecture school, he started his firm with a friend, knowing very little about the architecture business. A few months later, he got the opportunity to move to Miami, and a few years later, with more experience in real estate development and now designing and permitting projects in Miami where he works, he has managed to get licensed and create MIK Architecture to work with developers and investors who want to design modern or contemporary style residential architecture in South Florida to sell. Together, he creates desirable spaces that sell well and fast by understanding the market and the end user's wants and needs. And without further ado, we welcome Matias Durak to the show. Matias, how are you doing today?
Very good. That was an amazing intro. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We are so happy to have you here. And we always love, you know, influencers like yourself in the, you know, in this area of architecture, real estate development, you know, the journey that got you here right now, you know, the success that you've had to this point and what you're taking into the future started from probably humble beginnings. Let's talk a little bit about that journey. And I know it started back in your hometown in South America in Chile. So let's talk a little bit about that and what really all of a sudden came to your mind that I want to be an architect one day.
I actually don't remember when I thought I wanted to be an architect. It was just so young. Yeah. You know, I've been drawing stuff and thinking about spaces and designing homes since, I don't know, very, very little. What really comes to mind is when I realized that I had that entrepreneurial spirit too. I've never had a boss other than, you know, my clients.
Your clients, but, you're always your boss, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. but it in the you know, in the corporate space, I would never actually employed, you know, except for the very little ones when you had to, you know, be like internships and that sort of stuff. But and more after school, I started my own business. I started working from before, with, you know, doing designing books, you know, designing like the books, notebooks, I mean, and also in the design phase of smaller things here and there with the digital work, things that before weren't that common. We didn't have Canva before, so people hired me to design some stuff. You know, all that little things were easy while I was studying architecture, and that, you know, reaffirmed, you know, that's, this is my path. I'm starting to learn how to sell, and, you know, eventually I had to go. Of course, I didn't have a clue what I was getting into.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a lot of challenges and failures in between before getting the actual success. So that's my beginning of the journey. It was, wow. I had a lot of, you know, opportunities and I think I managed to see them and, you know, I had the courage to jump to them. And that was like the first step, learning that.
Well, I mean, there was obviously, you know, at a young age, you've experienced this. Like you said, you didn't know any other way, you know, working for yourself. But let's just even talk about even that early stage when you came over from Chile to Miami to the United States. Now, you know, it's another country, you know, different way, you know, not that, you know, there's anything significantly different, but there, you know, are going to be certain things that are going to be different from maybe what you were, you know, what you grew up in Chile. So now you're here and now you're like, okay, I'm going to start this business. Describe that feeling, describe that process that you had to go through to get, you know, to get this launched and off the ground.
So the first thing was, I was, you know, lucky enough to have people in Miami that I knew that invited me to a project. And, some resources to actually move, and you know, I was very young, lean, not a high cost living situation, so that I think was the good opportunity. Now jumping to something not that different, I mean, even the units were different. I had to learn feet and inches versus, you know,
versus normal. Yeah, everybody else is on the metric system except the United, you know, States.
I was going to say normal metric system. So there were a couple of things that, of course, I had to relearn, and yeah, buildings are buildings everywhere, but the process of actually getting the permits, or, I mean, smaller things like here in South Florida, you have to have air conditioning everywhere, right?
Yeah.
In Chile, you barely have air conditioning, so you don't design with that in mind. You don't design ducts in our buildings, except if you're doing big buildings, office buildings typically. But in the residential side, you're not doing air conditioning. So there was, of course, a learning curve. And I had that opportunity and that support to have it. And of course, I wasn't afraid to ask, you know, and I want to say something, you know, when you don't know what you don't know, you get more encouraged, you know, I'll just jump to it and see how it goes. If I would have thought it more or researched more, I probably would have cowered my way out of it and not have actually come. I'm glad I didn't. I'm very happy right now with where I am at. But one of the biggest things I would say is, you know, research, ask, and learn. You know, every day is a learn opportunity, and coming to Miami was no different. I had to learn a different system, and, you know, let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I gathered from you there, like, you know, you got to take action. You didn't have all the answers. You didn't have all, you know, all the puzzle pieces so together to complete the puzzle. You had what you had, and now, hey, I got to make the most of it. I just got to put one piece to connect to the other, and then just trust the process that other things are going to come together to move this business to that level, you know, and who I'm going to, you know, new people I'm going to meet and so on. So talk about, like, the, you know, if you were incorporating any type of resources along the way, any other things that helped you early on in this process to keep moving things forward.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can think of and account for. And of course, not everything comes your way. And you know, keeping that example of the puzzle, you try to put the puzzles together. Sometimes the pieces look like they fit together, but they don't actually fit together. So you try again another. And one other thing is planning that you're gonna make mistakes is, you know, is part of the process, because when you account for, okay, I need this and that, but I'm also gonna account for the mistakes I'm gonna make in between. Then, for example, what a resource I did have is I knew that I could help out drawing, so I could get some income from that part, and you know, in this system that I'm just learning. So yeah, I started like a drafter. Perfect. That was some income coming in while I started building and learning the other process. And I knew it was going to take me, I thought it was going to take me 2 months. So I said, you know what, hell, I'm going to put 6 months for that. And of course, having the person or the people, the support, either professional and family wise, that help you in that process is, you know, key to what I became later. And not only in the beginning, in the middle, even today, you know, that support is always going to be there. You always is someone that is going to know more in one topic and another. You just have to find that person. Like the famous phrase is, if you're the smartest person in the room, then change rooms.
So true. If you're going to move a business forward, you got to learn how to work on it, not always in it. And having people that are smarter than you, especially in the areas that are not your strengths, that you can now leverage your strengths and offset your weaknesses, is going to put you in a better position to grow your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you try to plan, you get that goal in your life and you try to plan the pathway, but the pathway is, you know, a straight line is easy. You plan it like a zigzag because you have to go here, try that, go back, etc. But sometimes life takes you very straight and then it comes back or goes elsewhere and makes a curve at you. And you just have to try to learn, sit down, go back, understand where you're at, and, you know, try to go back on course to reach that goal you're looking for. And so for me, the architecting journey is, you know, not living it by the moment, just have a clear goal, and always be correcting your path towards it, because things change all the time. And, you know, it's almost trial and error sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the times.
Yeah, what you just shared, I mean, I remember early, you know, I learned the hard way when it came to running a business. I had to learn how to shift my thinking away from expectations, things that were beyond my control, to intentions where those were within my control. So every situation and people I can't control. I can only control what I can control from my intentions in that scenario. But if I focus on that, I'm more likely to trust the process to move forward rather than react to these things beyond my control that are easy to do.
Yeah, I agree, completely agree. I mean, the intention part is, and the mindset to that, you know, I'm intending to go this way, and I can only control what I'm thinking or what my intentions are. I mean, of course, if you're doing it yourself, you can control it. But even when you're doing something like a specific task, at some point you're going to depend on someone else and you can't control that.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. What are the things that you can share with those listening right now about, you know, your journey again to being an entrepreneur, some other lessons that you learned either the hard way or that just in general you learned that really now you can look back and say, I'm thankful for going through that because it's allowing me to do this, this, and this.
So one of the typical things an architect does when there's most of architects, not even when they're starting an other career, is taking every single project they can get. And at the beginning, I did that, you know, renovations here. I didn't take commercial projects because I honestly didn't know. And so I didn't want to get into that research stuff and it didn't really interest me that much. But residential projects, renovations here, extensions there, new construction, amazing. I want new construction and all. Different styles of projects. And also I was a yes man. So, and from every single client that has asked me, I'll give them the best price that I could. If they need a discount comes in. The things that I learned was in the end, it's better to say no. Many projects, because you try to get that project in, and I'm probably you have heard this 10,000 times, but you try to get that project in to get that money in and all, but in the end, in the long run, it's just costing you twice, three times. You're not even breaking even. So when you have that red flags in, and I'm happy to have experienced that, because they tell you all the time, but until you experience it, you don't really learn that lesson.
Yeah.
Of saying no. The other thing is communication. Communication for me, I also learned that hard way of not communicating, keeping my clients out of the loop or in the dark, or some things of some issues. You know, permitting is complicated. Permitting a project in Miami is twice as complicated. I've heard some California cities are similar. So not communicating how the permitting is going, like, hey, the city's asking this, they're not going that, and blah, blah. If you tell them like, yeah, it's gonna take 2 months, and you know what, the first month is not gonna take 2 months, it's gonna take 4 months. Not communicating that to the client right away, it comes back and bites you. So communication is key, and I love to keep my clients, you know, with a weekly update, even if it's, you know what, no news, still waiting. Even that is pretty great for them to receive.
Communication is so important. I think it's one of the most, if not the most important thing in any business, not only to your people, or could be alliance partners or contractors in your case, you know, developers, but, you know, also with yourself, how you're communicating to yourself each and every day, and how that now will pan out when you're communicating to other people. Just like you said, I'm not a yes person anymore. That passive side is now gone. I'm more assertive. Yeah. I'm okay if I can say no. And when I do say yes, I can say it with conviction and know I can deliver and still have that alignment somewhat in place that, you know, to make it happen.
Yeah. And then that affects everything from your side and your mindset to your whole team. Because when you're convinced with that, and you have a good client, a good project and everything, and you transform that back down to your team, you know, they also feel confident. They also feel like they're working in something they're fun, having fun in, you know, and everything starts flowing much, much better and faster. And also the communication, it's not only to myself and the clients, it's to the team too, you know, and you're sharing that. Now we can talk about the whole topic, the whole afternoon about the team and great ways that I love to
share, you know, with that. Share a little bit about that. I think that's very important, even if people are working up to that in their business.
What do you mean working
up? Well, you know, you said with people, like you know, leveraging your people and so forth.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, even if it's just one person, two people, it doesn't have to be like, you know, hundreds of people.
I mean, we are a firm of seven, including myself. So I wouldn't say we're huge, but we're not, you know, one or two people firm.
Yeah.
And I would say one of the things that changed my mindset too is learning that delegation process. Understanding that when you delegate something, the first time they're gonna make it like 40% as well as you can do it, maybe 50. But you have to go with that and you know, learning that they're gonna do that, but then you're gonna give them feedback and review, and they're gonna come back later and deliver next time at 75% of what you can do, or 70, I don't know, for something. But you're gonna be okay, and you know, go back again, and you're not, they might not even get to the 100% as well as you can do it. It might be that they get at 80 or 85, but the amount of time you gain on that to do something else, like sales, like you know, planning in your business, new vision, new goals, you know, supporting your team in different ways is amazing. Because even if you do it, you're not doing it perfect. So, and they might do it another way, and you know, not in another way that achieves the same goals, but they're doing it their way. So giving them the tools and you know, the delegation process, it is a process, it's hard to let go. Giving the tools, educating them, and you know, working with them on the way, and trusting them in the end, and they're gonna be empowered by that. And you want to empower your people to you know, be part of the team, be part of the firm. And when they know the vision is clear, and we know where we're going at, then before you know it, you have an automated team. They are by themselves and they work perfectly. Maybe not perfect. You're not looking for perfect. You're looking for something, you know, for good. And then before you know it, you can go away for a month or two at a time and nothing is burning in the office, you know.
Anything else that you would like to share that you haven't shared right now that you think would be important for just about any journey to entrepreneurship? Anything else that you feel like you've learned, whether if it's personal, professional, or a combination of both?
Man, how many things I've learned. Going back to our topic of architecting the journey, I mean, plans are perfect, are great to have. It gives you clarity on what you're looking for. Don't expect that the plan is going to go your way all the time. And it's okay. It's okay to pivot the plan. It's okay to change courses here and there. As long as you have that goal set and you're pointing to something concrete, even if the goal changes, you know, goals sometimes changes. But as long as you understand where you're going at, what the direction is, I would say you're walking forward towards something. On top of that, I know many of us are obsessed with work and we love building stuff and we could work all day long if you wanted to, but a work-life balance is important. Clearing your mind of work in the end can, you know, save you a lot of time, a lot of money, you know, it avoids mistakes. And when you have a family, and if you're alone and you're happy with it, I'm not here to judge, but when you have a family, kids, you still have to enjoy them. You just can't disappear. I would say do your best to work all you can during your working times and enjoy family during family time. And that being said, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, you have to take home and that's fine here and there. Just don't make it a habit.
Yeah.
I was going to say something more. It just fell off my mind right now.
That's okay. We'll survive. I mean, you shared some really, really great information, especially for those that are walking this entrepreneurial journey early. You know, the people, you know, the 20 somethings that listen as well. Could be even 30 somethings. People get into coaching or, you know, or other businesses like, you know, like what you're in and, you know, maybe they're a contractor, you know, whatever, at any, you know, at various points in their life, depending upon when that decision is. As we get near the end of the show here, what would be one piece of wisdom? It could be a high impact statement, a sentence, whatever that may be, that you'd like to leave for those people that are aspiring to re-architect their journey to success when it comes to, you know, the business they choose?
I had that question before and I said it and I'm going to repeat it right now. I mean, if you're going to invest in something on the business, for your business, for your life, get someone to be accountable to, meaning something that I'm talking about, a coach, a business coach, a life coach. That was the key factor for me in changing my mindset and growing the business and then understanding a bunch of things, you know, but most importantly, being accountable for something to someone. Yeah. Because yeah, you can tell it to yourself all the time, but in the end, it's myself, I'll liberate myself. But when you have someone when you're accountable to someone, then, and you don't, you know, when you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then you have to face that person and say, shoot, I didn't do it, you know, and you don't want to do that. You feel like, you know, and so that helps you so much to actually do what you say you're going to do.
Wow. Well, this has been great information. I know we got more to come in a future show with you and some just great insights to kind of help navigate the journey to re-architect. How can the listeners or those listening later get in contact with you? Anything that you'd like to let them know you're up to or like to provide them?
Well, we're always taking projects and investors in South Florida. So if you're looking to just learn or start investing, let's, you know, you can reach out to us. The best way is through our website, mikarchitecture.com. There you're going to find our email and a phone number. We don't answer that much the phone number, so try to email us.
We don't, a lot of people don't answer the phone these days.
Yeah. And on the website, you can check out our style of projects. And if you like our style, then happy to talk. If you're more of another type of style, I'm happy to refer you to someone else. But either way, you can reach out to us.
Wow. Great. Well, Matthias, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule here today. I know you're busy working on projects to be here with us and to share your entrepreneurial journey with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And as long as I could help someone, I'm very happy.
Well, that's great. And we encourage everybody, reach out to Matthias, reach out to him on his website, get to know him, send an email. Again, great guy to talk to. I've had a personal conversation with him off, even prior to this show that we're on right now. Great guy. And we highly encourage you to check him out. For listeners, we want to thank you each and every week joining us here at Business Influencers. Again, we are committed to raising your level of influence to create more impact and grow your business to the next level. If you would like to see new other content that has not been shared on the show before from other subject matter experts, feel free to reach out to us. Let us know your suggestions and ideas. We'd be happy to take note and consider for a future show. Till then, everybody, have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
You have just listened to Tall Radio Podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.